when you compare prohibition at its worst with the saloon at its best, prohibition is a million times better. And the ills you would fly to by refusing to get to the limit are a thousand times worse than the ones you'd fly from by leaving it, my friend, as it is. I may be crushed by it, but bow to it, I never will. Oh, history tells us many free countries have lost their liberty. America may lose hers. If she does, my proudest boast will be not that I was the last to deserve it, but that I never deserved it. There's no neutral ground in this fact. It's war to the knife and knife to the hilt. I absolutely refuse to vote for any man, for mayor, for governor, for representative, for senator, or for president, who is hostile to and will not openly support the 18th Amendment or all other amendments, no matter what political party. Some said to me the other day, prohibition interferes with my personal liberty. Certainly, every law in the statute book interferes with the liberty of the cook that wants to break it. It don't interfere with my liberty because I keep it. The shepherd tears the teeth of the wolf away from the fold of the sheep for which the sheep are thankful. And then the wolf complains against the shepherd for interfering with his personal liberty. Some said to me, prohibition makes bootleggers and rum runners and moonshiners. All we had bootleggers and moonshiners when we in 155 years of stars and stripes had reigned over America. We've had bootleggers and we have them now. Like a fellow wrote to a doctor and said, dear doctor, I had a wart on my face and weighed a pound and a half. After taking 12 bottles of your medicine, my face is gone, but the wart is there yet. Oh, the saloons are gone, the brewers are gone, the distilleries are gone, but the bootlegger and the moonshiner, my friend, he's here yet in the state. I said to me, well, they don't keep them, we'll repeal it. All right, then, repeal the 18th of the Ten Commandments. They don't keep the Ten Commandments. They lie, they steal, they commit adultery, they murder, and yet you know without the Ten Commandments, there'd be no civilization. You know that society and civilization rests on morals. Morals rest on religion. Religion rests on faith in God and in Jesus Christ.